I had the absolute pleasure of speaking with Jessica Pratt last week ahead of her show in Tāmaki Makaurau on June 11th. And it was so great to speak with her about her latest album, Hair in the Pitch, and various other things. She's so cool, and I'm such a fan of her work. Let's listen back to that interview now. It's so cool to speak with you today. I've been a fan of your work for years, so it truly is such a pleasure. Off the back of your latest record, Hair in the Pitch, we're so excited to have you coming back to Aotearoa, New Zealand. What's it been like preparing for touring this record compared to previous albums?
It's been pretty different, honestly. I've never had a band before. I've only ever played with one extra person in any time I've played live. So to have the full band has been very exciting. It's really hard to imagine ever going back. Yeah, it's really changed the way that I feel on stage, I think, and I was really lucky to find people to play with that I really connect with, and we really feel like a unit. So it's been actually, I really look forward to playing with them, and they're all very excited to come on this tour. So
I first became hooked by your music through Back Baby, like a lot of your fans, I'm sure, and I feel like your music came to me at a time where I really needed it, and I find myself continuing to go back to it whenever I feel like I want to listen to something that feels quite therapeutic. Is the end listener a big consideration for you in your creative process? Do you have an intention for how you wish your music to be listened to?
I wouldn't say that I have an intention for how it should be listened to, but I certainly think of the people on the other side. It's sort of a balancing act of not trying to think of it too much while you're writing, just because you can sort of take yourself out of the moment of creation. But yeah, if you all weren't there, I think that I would feel much less of an impetus to do this. So yes, I'm very, very grateful.
And I wanted to talk about Hair in the Pitch because it's such an incredible body of work. The title itself feels like a nod to some of the darker undertones of the record. What did you kind of find yourself thinking and reflecting about when writing this album?
Oh, all sorts of things. I mean, I feel like when I write, it's one of the only times that I'm not critically thinking in the way that I ordinarily do. I feel like I have the kind of mind that can maybe be a little over analytical or overly critical, and So when I write songs, it sort of feels like, aside from dreaming, maybe one of the only times that I feel like truly free from the material world, I guess. And a lot of things can filter in when you're in that kind of stage. So yeah, it's a very unique experience.
Reflecting on your discography since you first began releasing music in 2012, what's it been like looking back on your work over the years? Do you feel like there's parts of your process that have remained the same, or parts that have changed throughout the years?
Yeah, I think there's been a decent amount of change. And I think that I, in terms of my own music, I haven't been super inclined to look back at things retroactively and analyze them super deeply. I mean, I think that, of course, I have done that on occasion. Certain things come up that it becomes impossible to not compare. I think I've been very forward-looking always when it comes to my own music, but yeah, it is getting to a point where I've been doing this for what feels like a somewhat considerable amount of time, and thinking back to the very beginning seems like I don't even know who that person is, you know? Feels like an unrecognizable version of myself. So it has been quite the journey.
I feel like you've mastered this art of reduction, if you will, and like your sound feels so refined and carefully curated, and it's turned out to beautifully execute something that is so rich in quality but still really delicate, which is what really attracts me to your music. I thought it was quite interesting how Hair in the Pitch, though, is your first record to feature percussion. How did expanding your sound with percussion change the way you approach writing and recording this album?
Well, it was one of the final details when the songs were recorded. Right. I think I did. I recorded the songs in sort of little batches, so it wasn't like I recorded them all and then I threw the percussion on at the end or something. But yeah, when we were recording the song and sort of we got the basic elements down and we were deciding what the arrangements would be. Yeah, it was often one of the last things that would happen on the song. And it was very exciting to be able to experiment with that for the first time. You know, I do like percussion a lot, and a lot of the music that I like has percussion happening, and just never really felt appropriate until this batch of material. So yeah, it was very intuitive process. It's very easy to sort of overload songs with too many textures and sounds. But yeah, it happened very naturally, and we were lucky enough to work with a very groovy and attentive natural player, Mauro Rafosco. So very lucky in that as well.
A lot of Hair in the Pitch was written at home. When and where do you feel most creative?
Yeah, I mean, I tend to always write at home. And in fact, I really struggled to be able to really write anything at all anywhere else. I'm not sure why that is. Some people can write on the road, and I certainly get ideas on the road, sort of like vague notions about things. But whenever I have something come to me outside of the writing experience, it's very rare that it makes it into a song. So maybe, like, you know, out of 200 ideas or little words or things, it usually that stuff doesn't make it in. So I kind of have accepted the fact that, like, it's just when I'm at home and I'm writing that the things that I'll keep tend to occur. But yeah, I guess I am sort of a domestic person. I like being in my own space, so.
And you have one of the most distinctive voices that I've ever come across, and I think it's such a satisfying voice to hear, and it pairs so well with the rest of your sound. How did you find your voice? Do you think that your voice has kind of always sounded this way, or was it something that you kind of crafted over time?
I think it's like a little bit of both. I think it took me a second to really feel completely like myself. And I think when you're younger, you know, you're still sort of navigating your own powers. And I feel like maybe midway through maybe this 4-album run that is my career, I sort of like felt like I landed in a very solid place, and I'm very happy for that.
You cracked it.
Something like that.
I think also something that's really cool about your work is that it kind of feels like it could have almost been recorded 60 years ago or something, which as a listener almost takes you back into a different era, whether that be one that you've actually lived through or one that you can imagine living through. I guess what I mean to say is that it feels like you've got quite a strong 1960s folk influence. Is this the intention with your work? What kind of sonic qualities do you hope translate in your sound?
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes sense that, like, the stuff that you listen to the most is what's going to come out. And I think that that has certainly been the case. And I do love those textures, you know? I mean, I grew up listening to records and tapes and mostly old music. And yeah, that's just what feels good to me. So I don't feel like I've, like, slavishly tried to recreate certain things, but I feel like I just naturally gravitate to certain sounds.
And I read somewhere that you're also really into clothes and fashion. This is kind of a bit more random, but I mean, you've got an amazing wardrobe full of incredibly tailored suits and various things, and you've kind of put together this signature Jessica Pratt look that is so effortlessly cool. Is there something to be said about how your taste in other creative realms, such as fashion, influences your sound in any way?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's usually like a Venn diagram for creative people. I feel like usually when a person does one thing, they might have, like, you know, one or two other proclivities in the sort of dreamy, sartorial, textural sort of world. And yeah, I've always been very into clothing, even since I was a child. I grew up with my great-grandmother and my mother, and we would go to the thrift stores all the time. Not as like a... I think it was just all we could afford, but I was excited about the sort of eclectic things that I would find there, and old clothing that didn't look like everything you'd see in a, you know, whatever regular department store. And yeah, I feel like that sort of creative and resourceful relationship with clothing has sort of carried into my adulthood. I think that's how I learned how to dress. So
it's been such a pleasure talking with you today, and I'm so excited to see you play live here in Aotearoa. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been lovely to chat.